hope y'all are doing good. First and foremost, I just want to thank the Denver Broncos for my time there. The two seasons spent there were very memorable and special, and I'm looking forward to my time as a Jet. I'm very thankful for Mr. Johnson, Mr. Tannenbaum, Coach Ryan, Coach Brano, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be a Jet. I'm looking forward to my time to, you know, getting in there, meeting everyone. I've had the opportunity and privilege of meeting several of them already, and just, you know, getting to be part of the team. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to play for such a great organization, and you know, it's just my dream and a passion to help them out and you know, try to help the team and just be part of it. And I'm very thankful for this opportunity. I'm thankful that they believed in me and stuck with me throughout this whole crazy process today, but it's exciting, and I'm excited to be a Jet.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, simply press star then one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And our first question comes from the line of Jenny Varanis with the Star Ledger.
Hi, Tim. Welcome to New York. Just wanted to ask you if at all how much input you had on where you were headed via trade or you know.
Well, good question. Ultimately, I really didn't have any because the Broncos had all that power. And, you know, they're very gracious. You know, they were talking to my agent pretty much all day. I got to speak with Coach Fox a few times, really not about any of the trades, just you know, him talking to me, wishing me the best, which I was very thankful for, very classy in everything that he did. And I was just kind of waiting and watching and figuring it out, kind of like everybody else. So it's an interesting day, you know, getting up this morning and kind of hearing that it's finalized and I was a Jet, and, you know, excited about that, and then hearing that there were some issues with it, and so then I was back and forth. But, you know, I'm excited to be a Jet. At the end of the day, it's exciting, and just my calls and my conversations with, you know, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Tannenbaum, and Coach Ryan were just great. And I'm so looking forward to seeing them soon and getting the playbook and starting to learn the offense.
And just one follow-up. My Tannenbaum said they spoke to you very clearly about what your role would be here as a number two quarterback and running the Wildcat offense. As someone who's coming off a season in which you were a starter and won a playoff game as a starter, are you comfortable with that role moving forward? And do you think you would be comfortable if you were in that role for the rest of your contract here?
Well, I'm very excited about my opportunity, and it is very clear, you know, they want me to come in and compete and get better as a quarterback and help the team any way possible. And whatever that role is, whatever that fashion is, I will do my best. And every time I step on that field, I give my heart and soul. And, you know, had the opportunity to talk to Mark today, had a great conversation with him. And, you know, we've been blessed to be friends for the last several years, and looking forward to spending a lot of time with him. And, and, you know, I'm just very thankful to be a Jet.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Rod Boone with Newsday.
Hey, Tim, can you talk about this whole ordeal, what it's been like for you since the Peyton Manning scenario came into the play? I mean, what's it been like for you to be, I guess, waiting to see what your fate's going to happen with the organization?
Well, I guess it's pretty much just like you said. It's been, you know, just waiting and seeing and figuring out what's going to happen and, you know, where I'm going to be playing football. And the whole time, the Broncos have been very great in this whole process. And I'm very thankful to end up at a great organization, the Jets, and you know, a great coach and Coach Ryan, a coach that I would love to play for. Ever since I saw Hard Knocks, he just seemed like a coach that loves the game of football, is passionate about the game of football, you know, is definitely a player's coach and someone who's intense. And you know, I just love that about him, and my opportunities to meet him in person and talk to him, I feel like we have a lot in common, you know, just in our passion, our love for the game, you know, our intensity for the game. And, I'm very excited about this opportunity.
How much did the Broncos keep you in the loop in terms of what they were doing with the whole Manning situation? Did they kind of tell you, hey, we'll talk to this guy, or were you not kind of aware of what was happening there?
Well, anytime you watch ESPN, you get updated pretty quick. So that's honestly how I was kind of getting updated throughout the process. With the whole Peyton Manning deal, was just every now and then hearing what's going on through family or friends, or I really don't pay attention too much to what's on TV, but you definitely hear what's going on, because it's Peyton Manning. Everybody knows what's going on with him. So that's pretty much how I kept in the loop. But then over the last few days, had opportunities to talk to Coach Fox and John Elway, and had great conversations with them, and talked to him several times today as well. And going through this process with the Jets and the other teams they were talking to, and so they're very gracious throughout everything.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Lisa Zimmerman with CBS News.
Hi, Tim. Welcome to New York. I guess you're not a stranger to the spotlight, obviously, but stepping into the New York media market, do you have any thoughts, trepidations, ideas about how that might go, and concerns about how everything might unfold now?
Not really. I'm excited about it. I think it's a great market. It's a great city. I'm excited to to be a Jet now. I think just playing for an organization that has such passionate fans and has such a great fan base and has so many people that care about him and are behind him and supporting him is very exciting. And that definitely means a lot to me, and it'll be, a whole lot of fun to be able to play for the Jets and try to help him out.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Costello with the New Yorker.
Hi, Tim. Just curious what the Jets told you exactly about what your role would be with the team.
Well, they're just pretty specific to come in and compete and get better as a quarterback and find ways to help the team in other areas, and whatever that means, if it's short yardage, if that's red zone, if that's wildcat, whatever that is, to just try to help the team, and that's my goal, is to go in there and compete and get better as a quarterback and help the team any way that I can.
Will it be tough for you at all after the success you experienced in Denver this year to accept that role?
Well, no, I always try to put the team first, and however I can help the team, that's what matters. And my goal is just to find a way to hopefully make the Jets a little bit better, and to be a great teammate, to work extremely hard, and to find a way to get better every day, and to find a way to make the Jets a little bit better because I'm on the team, and that's my goal.
Our next question comes from the line of Chris Herring with the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, Tim. Welcome to New York, as everyone else has said. I'm just curious how you feel about this, and I know you've taken a couple questions already about going from being a starter to a number two quarterback here, but what you think this will mean for your development, and whether you feel like you'll get a chance to really develop maybe as much as you could if you were still a number one quarterback, and just how you see that playing out down the line for your career, and maybe whether if you had your choice, maybe as to where you were traded, if you thought there were better opportunities out there for you to be a starter.
Well, I feel like this is a great opportunity for me to develop. I think I'll be playing for great coaches. I think the scheme we'll be playing in will be a great scheme to learn under and improve every single day. And I think the greatest way you do that is in the film room, on the practice field, and then you're definitely in the game. My goal is just to be the best player, best quarterback, best teammate I can be, and try to improve every single day and just earn everything that I get by working hard and find a way to help the team and with whatever role that is, and just try to maximize the opportunity that is given to me.
I guess, and lastly, maybe I mean, what interest level did you have in Jacksonville and potentially playing there, given that it's where you're from?
Well, Jacksonville will always be a special place to me. It's where I grew up. That's where I have a lot of family, and so that's always special to me. But I'm so excited to be a Jet, to be on a very good team, a lot of great players, great coaches, great fan base, and I'm very excited about it. And, you know, it's just my goal to be able to, you know, develop and help this team in any way that I can, and I'm excited about it. I really am. And it's going to be fun, and it'll be a great challenge and a great opportunity, and I'm very thankful for that.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Rich Simini with ESPN New York.
Hey, Tim, you mentioned that you talked to Mark today. Did he call you, or did you call him? How did that work?
He called me, left a voicemail, and then I was trying to search through all my voicemails, and then I heard his, and so I called him back, and we talked, and we got a chance to catch up a little bit, and had a great conversation, and looking forward to seeing him soon and working with him, and, you know, we've been blessed to get to know each other over the last few years, and definitely have a lot of respect for him, and just look forward to, you know, being in the same meeting room with him, spending time with him, and you know, just trying to help the Jets however I can.
You think it'll be a competitive situation?
Well, I think that we're both extreme competitors, and, you know, I think we'll be able to push each other to get a lot better, and ultimately my goal is to push him to get better and to push myself to get better every day, but I think we'll have a great working relationship. We'll have a great relationship off the field, and we've had that for the last few years, and he is such a classy guy, and he handles himself so well, and, you know, I'll be very honored to call him my teammate.
Our next question comes from the line of Gary Myers with the New York Daily News.
Tim, how disappointed were you that you weren't given the opportunity to build on the success that you had last year in Denver? And then once they signed Peyton, would you have preferred to stay there and be his backup and learn from him rather than having to move and start over with a new team?
Well, I understand, you know, what the Broncos are going through and what they're dealing with, and not many times do you have opportunities to sign someone like Peyton Manning, and what a great quarterback he is, and you know, he's just one of the best to ever play the game. And, you know, I had a great run there, and last season was very special. It was an amazing year. The teammates that I got to play with, I'll have a lot of good friends. From that, I have a lot of great memories, a lot of great moments. It was exciting. The fans were phenomenal. I can't thank the fans enough for their support for our team last year. And it was great. My time there was great. And I'll always be thankful to the fans of Denver and to the community for the way that they supported me and rallied around me. But that time is over and done. I'm looking forward to a new chapter of my life and pursuing something new. And every new challenge and new obstacle is exciting. And I feel like, you know, now I have a new obstacle and challenge of being a New York Jet. And what a great opportunity that is. I'm so thankful for that. And there's not many organizations that are more passionate about the game of football and have as great teammates and have as great coaches as you're going to have there in New York. And it's going to be very exciting and a true honor for me to play there.
Tim, you mentioned that you watched Hard Knocks a couple of years ago. I'm just wondering, you know, what you thought of the colorful language that Rex displayed on that series.
I don't know. I was going to get asked about this. You know, I have so much respect for Coach Ryan as a coach. I think he is a absolute great coach. And, you know, he's a coach you want to play for. You want to go out there and do good for, you know, just listening to the way that he coaches. And he talks about his players and he has their back and all that. And, you know, I'm excited about playing for him. And how many places you're going to go where you're going to have, you know, the cleanest language in an NFL locker room, so I'm not too worried about that.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Christian Dyer with Metro New York.
Just wondering, where do you see yourself fitting in terms of the locker room? Mike Tannenbaum repeatedly called you a good character guy. Where do you see yourself fitting into the locker room, and do you have any question marks about a Jets locker room that kind of came under some criticism last year?
Yeah, I don't have any question marks. I honestly just want to be a guy in that locker room that just tries to be a great teammate, someone who works very hard and, you know, just try to be someone that goes out there and tries to earn other players' respect by the way that I go about my business and how I work hard, and just try to be a great teammate and support everyone else in that locker room is my ultimate goal.
Our next question comes to the line of Tara Sullivan with The Record.
Tim, what do you think, can you just go back to again about this kind of New York element of the market? I mean, you've been in the spotlight a lot. Do you think it's going to be different, even being on this conference call? Has it been a different experience at all for you?
Well, it'll be exciting to be in the New York market. It's going to be fun, you know, because it's, you know, people are so passionate and they care so much and they're behind you so much. You know, that'll be extremely exciting. The support in Denver and the fans were great. Obviously not quite the market yet, but it's great to have that much support, and it's going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to how crazy the market is in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the allotted time for questions for this evening. Thank you for your participation. This does conclude.